but at the same time, the Hindus were strictly vegetarian. And the Muslims were not. So some of the vegetarian dishes, you can say we bow a little bit from the tradition, but the meats and things that came a little bit more from the Muslim kings brought, the Persian kings were in India for a long time. So some of the cultures and the foods that came from that, you know, we brought that country. Before that, we were in Canada, in New Brunswick. Came down to New Brunswick in Canada for about 5 years. My husband came as an intern, and he wanted to do his residency. So we really came to Canada, but it was too cold for us. So we thought, well, we would go down south. So we spent a year in Lake City, Albany, New York. And so cold, so we thought, well, we can go further down south. And we came here, and then we stayed here.
And why did you choose South Carolina?
My husband just fell in love with the mountains. Mm-hmm. And he said, this is a place, nice place to have a family and raise the kids. And we kind of like the community and the
Did you find a pre-existing Muslim community here?
Yes, there were already a few people. Not, I mean, since then, you know, the community has grown, but, you know, even at the time, there were like maybe 20 or 30 families here. Mm-hmm. So, we came to London, and in the beginning, there was, we got together in a makeshift place. In Nitro, we had a small, like a home that was kind of converted into a prayer place. That's where we used to worship. And in Islam, the prayers can be
that's kind of what happens with not only Charleston, but people from the surrounding areas also come and attend this, because this is the largest student here in Charleston. So we get to see people from Hamilton and up there also.
Are there other groups that come out of the community at the mosque for other purposes?
Other than this, whenever we do some like an event, open houses. In fact, we're doing one this Saturday. This particular one is just for the people in the mosque, but it's just kind of a workshop on religions. And later on, we're going to open it up to the public.
How did you learn to cook?
Well, I think my main focus was on home economics, and I learned to cook. But if I remember, I'm living in a different culture at the time. So what we cooked at home was nothing like what I learned to cook in the college, because it's something I'm cooking. So I learned quite a bit of that tradition. But at home, of course, we made different food. And we used to have full-time cook. He was I don't know how long he was with us. He was there for many years. So whenever he prepared anything, I would just go into the kitchen and I would observe him.
Mm-hmm.
I had an interest in cooking. So I wouldn't attempt to cook for everybody, because I'm sure I would have ruined the food. But I always observe and see how the spices were going and how things so that helped me a lot when I came with my husband. I knew how to cook, do the cooking. So I started small, and then you just learn it as you go along.
What do you make mostly now? Do you make South Indian food?
No, I still make the traditional, our cooking. That was the main thing that I learned. And when we were doing that, we loved the food. It's called dosa.
Mm-hmm.
It's a South Indian food. And it really requires a lot of preparation, because, there is grinding of the beans and the lentils, rice and lentils. And then you have to marinate it for overnight. So we would always come home and tell my mom, I said, we want to eat that, we want to eat the dosa.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, she told the cook that we better make the dosa for the kids. So every Sunday, that was a treat at home. We had dosa and the gravy, and the name of the gravy bake was called sambal. So we ate dosa and sambal. And there was a Sunday that we could eat, so everybody was really throwing a fit or upset, because we really wanted to dosa. So good. Growing up. So I learned how to do that, and of course I can do it now. Some things you always learn now, but not that fully.
Have you had to change how you make things because you can't get them here?
In the beginning of this, we didn't have anything that we were doing. We used to travel sometimes to Washington or we'd into a big city. We would shop for the spices and this, and we would bring it home. And we used
And then Linda kind of had an idea that I didn't have anything to say. So this is still going on. And then she would come and tell me this, but I didn't know who's doing it. I felt in the past that a friend of mine, she's a school teacher, and she also works with the Canal Central Board. So when she was first applying for a job, she went to the school board this community center where she was in vacancy. This was almost 10 or 15 years ago. And then she was also, I mean, there was the woman who was working for me, he was also the job. So she went to the higher authorities and she asked that at that time. I think she went to the other. But there are some things going on in the second. Also, there was a time when some of the big Christian people, when they went away with the job, they were not allowed to work in the Southern Memorial Hospital. And then they had to kind of come around. Now you can see, you know, they are okay. I think it was just they didn't understand the question. And they have come over that. Also in the schools,